and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Hey, in this edition of the podcast, we catch up with Irene Buchan, Director of Marketing and Product Management at Tech Data Canada, about this year's Business Builder Tour. I'm sure you're familiar with BBT. It's Tech Data Canada's signature vendor roadshow, and has been a staple of the distributor's offerings for more than a decade. Irene joins us fresh off the Western swing of this year's tour, most recently in Calgary last week. She touches on how this year's events have been different, why there are frequent little changes to the events, the business mood right now in Western Canada, and provides a bit of a hint as to what we can expect from the 2018 Business Builder Tour. So let's get right into it. My chat with Irene Buchan. Irene, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So you're just back from Calgary, where we've finished the Western swing of the Business Builder Tour for this year. What can you tell me about this year in Calgary?
Yeah, thanks, Robert. Last week we held our, I don't even know if it's 12th or 13th Business Builder Tour event in Calgary last Thursday. And it's always great to get out to those Western cities. We were in Vancouver late in September. And so we had a great turnout. And those two Vancouver and Calgary Western shows were unique in that it was the first time since the integration of the former technology solutions business into Tech Data that we had a combined vendor portfolio and now ultimate new Tech Data resources present to host those customers and vendors. So that was exciting for us. A fresh new step into the market, I guess you could say, as a combined organization. That was exciting for us. And in Calgary as well, we hosted, we had an end user portion to that event where we actually had, I think the final count was 70 end customers that came through and had the opportunity to speak to the vendors firsthand, discuss opportunities, and that's an important market in Canada. So we were excited to be able to bring that to the vendor community and those end customers.
All right. Now, for those who may not be familiar, the last couple of years you've done these end user events. Can you kind of describe the flow of how it works and how you partner with a sort of in city partner to get this together and sort of bring some of their top customers out?
Absolutely. For years, we've done these events where we go out and we talk to a multitude of reseller partners in whatever geography that we're focused on at that time. And I think economies of scale and efficiencies really mean that we've landed on a formula that works. We typically do a good job of driving attendance, both from a quality and quantity of reseller perspective, into those events. And we have an excellent lineup of manufacturers and vendors that are with us that, to have really that whole ecosystem in the same room at the same time makes perfect sense. The reseller gets to talk to whichever vendor it is that they're interested in talking to, and the vendor has an opportunity to either talk to existing partners or to find net new customers. And so a couple of years ago, we decided, while we're here, wouldn't it make sense to extend that offering out to the end customer who's ultimately, that's the one who's making the purchase decision. So what we do now, what we've done the last couple of years in Quebec City, Calgary, and Ottawa, we partner with one reseller in that city, and we work with them to have their end customers join essentially that same show, but with no Tech Data branding. So it's all about the reseller logo. We will do the invitation for them. We set up a registration site for them. So it's really, I'm not going to say effortless for them, because they obviously have to work with their customers and invite them to come out and help the end customer understand the value of taking a morning to spend with them. But the logistics, we take care of that for the end customer.
Gotcha.
And we had, again, the most recent one, we did Quebec City in the spring, and it was, I don't recall right now the exact number that we had, but it was really, I think, the best one yet for that city. And then we had 70 customers and customers come through in Calgary last week. And the reseller that we partnered with is overjoyed because that's an excellent extension of his value add out to his customer base. Okay. And the feedback from the vendors following that activity was also incredibly positive because, again, they absolutely want to bring their message to the partner community. But if we can also extend their motion and their effort on that same day and bring the message to the end customer, it's everybody wins.
Right. Makes sense.
And so, in fact, we're doing the same thing in Ottawa coming up at the end of October.
And that's so we'll be there. That's the last stop. Is it November 26th in Ottawa?
Yeah, that is the last stop. Hopefully weather permitting, it's going to be a great event. when you book these dates a year in advance, it's dependent on so much. As you know, there are so many industry events that take place throughout September, October, Absolutely. November. Lots of challenges associated with hosting any kind of event, but we're excited about it. And we always have a great turnout in Ottawa. You know, it's a great city. We have lots of great reseller partners there. And the end customer community is also really appreciative of an opportunity to speak to the vendor.
All right. You touched on kind of the Western leg being the one of the first times to really get the new enterprise solutions folks who came over in the technology solutions acquisition, out in front of the reseller base, both sort of from a internal tech data resources standpoint and a vendor standpoint. For a reseller standpoint, has the acquisition changed sort of the attendance at BBT at all?
That's a great question. We in Canada had pretty, we're a smaller market, of course.
Yeah.
And both the legacy tech data and the legacy technology solutions, we each had very strong businesses in this market. And I would say that we had pretty significant overlap in terms of when you just look at our customer base, there weren't a whole lot of customers that didn't deal with both of us.
Gotcha.
Having said that, there were lots of customers who, would be strong with us on one piece, strong with technology solutions on something else. And, so we have opportunity to bring new vendors and new opportunities to those customers. As we had from the legacy TS, vendor portfolio, we have NetApp and IBM with us now within the Business Builder Tour, which is a great addition for us. We've had, over the years, we've always had customers coming through that event and asking to see them, and so we're happy to be able to deliver that. And similarly, to be able to provide to those vendors the opportunity to get in front of a typical tech data customer.
Gotcha. All right. So you've just done the swing through the West with Vancouver and Calgary. What can you tell me about sort of the mood in the channel out there? How are the reseller owners that you're talking to feeling about business and life in general? And what are they sort of talking to you about these days?
That's like another great question. They're all very busy. I would say all very bullish and opportunistic and excited about the new technologies, third platform, all those drivers and how that potentially changes their business going forward and really the opportunity for them to work with new manufacturers and or establish a more robust relationship and presence with their existing offering. But I thought the mood in general was quite upbeat and people are, I think, excited about what's happening right now and the future.
All right, great. Looking at the near future, as we've already touched on a couple of times, we stop next in Ottawa, and I believe it's November 26th. What can you tell me about the Ottawa stop? We touched a little bit on the fact that there's going to be an end user event, but what else can you tell me about the BBT stop in Ottawa?
More of the same. We're coming up to the close of our year, and so that means we're also in uh, we're We have our thinking caps on from a development perspective for programs for next year. What we'll be looking at in Ottawa is, again, like we've, you know, like we do in every city, but what's working and where do we need to tweak? And while we're incredibly happy with the Business Builder Tour and everything that we've been able to accomplish with it over the years, what we've also done every year, and that's not necessarily apparent to everyone out there, the casual observer, is that we're always changing and refining and tweaking. So as we come to the end of the year, we probably apply a little bit more scrutiny to, you know, to just some of those, some of the logistics around what's happening, and really ultimately what's the value that we're offering out both to the vendor community and to the reseller community that comes out. And so we've just done a survey out to our vendor community as an example to ask them what works, what doesn't, where do you want to see some changes. And so some of the things we're looking at for 2018, I can't believe 2018, one of the things we're looking at is maybe adding a city and expanding the footprint of the tour, mm-hmm. and just making sure that we're getting out and seeing as many customers as possible, you know, and that we're providing an avenue for the vendor community to reach as many customers as possible. And I say that, you know, both from a reseller perspective and an end customer perspective. We will probably add another end user city to the event mm-hmm. for next year. We need to determine where that will be. And but yeah, we're excited about it. Like I said, you know, we've been doing it for so many years, and it has evolved. The format has changed somewhat. We add vendors, we add different sessions, but we're really pleased with the number of partners that we get to talk to, and the feedback that we get from them.
All right, brilliant. Top of mind, that's kind of where I want to go. Any parting shots for the channel community as it regards to Business Builder Tour?
Really, just a big thank you to all those vendors who come along for the ride with us. You know, you see the same people on the flights, right? So we have a bit of a community out heading out to the events, and in particular to the customers that come out and listen with an ear to opportunity to new solutions. Come out and meet with us and bring us their opportunities and their challenges that maybe they need some help with, and I come back from every one of those events feeling lucky and privileged and excited to be part of this IT channel in Canada, because it's a close-knit community, and I think we're all focused on the same thing, you know, which is delivering really excellent service and solutions to the end customer. And it's a great group of people to be involved with. So thank you. That would be my overriding message to everyone who's involved.
All right, brilliant. Irene, thanks again so much for taking the time.
Thanks very much, Rob.
So there you have it, this year's and next year's Business Builder Tours, courtesy of Irene Buchan. I'd like to thank Irene for joining us for the podcast, and of course, thank Tech Data Canada for its sponsorship of the site this year. And as always, thank you for joining us for this edition of the podcast. We couldn't do it without you. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back early next week as we catch up with Neil Bradbury of Barracuda MSB about why he's no longer Neil Bradbury of Intronis. Okay, that's a bad joke, but we'll touch on why Barracuda has brought its MSP-facing assets together under its own brand, where the long-lived Intronis brand will survive, and what this all means for managed service providers. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.